it's really like flipping. And this is so much what, to me, just reparenting ourselves is in a nutshell, is like shifting the narrative, shifting the voice that's on autopilot that we've taken on based on traumas that happened when we were little, based on things parents, teachers, you know, maybe well-intentioned adults in our lives passed on to us and we adopted as our own. It's actually taking that moment to reflect on what is real and true for you. You know, is it true? Is it true that I'm not capable? Is it true that I'm not smart? Is it true that I'm a bad mom if I'm disorganized or I forget something because my working memory is a challenge for me, or that I'm late because time management is a struggle? You know, do those things mean the things we're making them mean about us? You know, because Gabor Mate says, you know, trauma is not the event that happened. It's what we make that event or that circumstance or that experience mean about ourselves. Hi, friend. Welcome to the Reframing Neurodiversity podcast. If you're a neurodivergent mom raising neurodivergent kids and navigating the ups and downs of life with a more highly sensitive nervous system, this is your place. Hi, I'm Melissa Jackson. In this space, I'm sharing with you the things I've personally learned along my journey as an educator, a parent, an advocate, and as a neurodivergent person myself. If you're ready to embrace your differences as the unique gifts that they are and start showing up for yourself in ways that empower you and build self-confidence so that you can pass down a new way to your kids, you're in the right spot. My mission in life is to support people in embracing their differences and to remind us that we're all uniquely wired for a reason, with different strengths and challenges and specific gifts we're here to contribute. Each week, I'll be sharing ways we can start reparenting ourselves so we can begin shifting generational cycles and showing up for ourselves and our kids in ways we feel proud of and that allow us to start embracing our authentic ways of thriving in the world. I believe that when we get to the root of our symptoms and start healing from the inside out, we not only heal ourselves, but we heal our kids too. We all know we're different, yet we're still acting like there's one right way to be. Let's talk about it. Hi guys, welcome back. How are you? It's a new year. I have, you know, mixed feelings about the whole New Year's resolution thing. I don't know about you, but I don't really buy into it, but I do love the feeling, the energy of a fresh start. And my birthday's in January. I'm a Capricorn, so it's kind of my season. So I do love the new year. But for me, I am really more aligned with setting intentions all year long and holding this sort of like pressure around rapid change right away in January, new year, new me, really holding that loosely, you know, because, well, one, astrologically, the new year really actually starts in March. So energetically, that's more of the new year. However, you know, according to our calendar and as a society, we've embraced January as the new year. So here we are. There is that energy to it, but there also can be a bit of pressure to have this like accelerated change in our lives and, you know, changing habits, New Year's resolutions, what's out in 2024, what's in 2025, like all of that stuff kind of just feels like fluff to me. And I feel like it's more of this time to like come back to ourselves and really tune into what's right and true for us. And so sometimes January is a bit of a slower month of doing less, of really getting in touch with ourselves and being really intentional about the kind of year we want to create and allowing it to unfold with a bit more ease. So with that said, I just recently posted this post on Instagram and I've been thinking a lot about it and I wanted to talk about it in here too. And it's really speaking to these core wounds we have as neurodivergent people that can keep us stuck and looping in old patterns, which is something I do think we want to release coming into a new year, right? We're always wanting to step onto a new timeline for our lives, right? To start creating new habits that feel better for us, not because of any sort of outside expectation, but because it genuinely feels better to our soul, to our body, to our mental and emotional well-being, to our physical health, to all the things, right? So tapping into these core wounds we have, here's what I'm feeling they are, you guys, is We tend to feel alone, we tend to feel misunderstood, and we tend to feel unseen. And, you know, it makes sense because as kids, it was so important to feel accepted and safe in our connections with others. And maybe we felt rejected or abandoned by the outside world, maybe even from people that we trusted the most, like our teachers or our parents. And it sets us up to develop these coping mechanisms, such as people-pleasing, such as perfectionism, that can keep us really separated from our true selves because we're hiding ourselves from the world and we're hiding ourselves from us. You know, it's almost like we create this barrier between our authentic self and everything else because it's like we're cocooning it to protect it because we don't want it to get hurt because we've had some experience in our life, you know, some trauma, some environmental failure that led us to feel it was unsafe to be seen. It was unsafe to show up authentically. Maybe we were too much. We were too loud. We were too messy. We were too opinionated. We were not enough, you know? We didn't fit in that box at school. And the messaging we received was that we weren't smart or that we weren't capable or, you know, maybe it was that we were too emotional. Our feelings were too big. And so maybe our parents told us, you know, when that happened, you know, you go to your room, deal with that on your own, come back when you can be, you know, a better member of the family, right? So we develop these narratives about ourselves that are really self-harming, that are really making us feel as though it's not okay to be us, that there's something wrong with us, that we're broken. And that narrative that's internal can also be then mirrored back to us outside of ourselves. Like the world, right, is reflecting that back to us. And so much of this, we'll dive into this in another episode, but diving into like the healing work within ourselves, when we're believing that story about ourselves, we're actually creating our external reality outside of ourselves. And so that's kind of for another episode, but I do want to talk about how these coping mechanisms, like people-pleasing and perfectionism, they become these forms of masking that can cut us off from the authentic connections that we actually desire with others, right? And then we can feel misunderstood because we have these survival responses, right? And due to these survival responses, we've become versions of ourselves that aren't really truly us. You know, they might elicit a more positive response from others, but ultimately, we're not really letting people see who we are. You know, we're giving them this sort of like polished up, more palatable version of us because there's a payoff for us, right? That feels safe. We get acceptance. We get loved. You know, maybe in school, it helped us to maintain friendships. You know, maybe it helped us stay closer to our mom and dad. Maybe the teachers liked us better. You know, there's a lot of payoffs that, you know, as a kid, you're not consciously thinking like, oh, I'm doing this so that I can get this payoff. No, but it's subconscious, right? And our bodies are smart. And so our nervous system can adapt to these forms of masking, of self-abandoning as safe. And so the problem starts when we ingrain these habits on a subconscious level to the point where they're just habitual, right? Our thought loops that maybe aren't so nice to ourselves are habitual. Our patterns of keeping a distance from people and not really letting them see the real us are habitual because it feels dangerous to our nervous system. So this isn't like blaming us or anything. This is with so much like curiosity and compassion of just like what's at the root of some of the things that are really keeping us stuck and perpetuating cycles that with our minds, we might be like, I want to release this. Like, I'm so done with the hiding. I'm so done with not using my voice. I'm so done with not showing up as the real me, not speaking up because my family is going to disagree with my opinion or that friend might not like me anymore or, you know, and then we hold all this in. And then we can resent other people and blame other people like they don't let me be me or they reject me. But at the root of that, you guys, is we're rejecting ourselves because we're not having our own back, right? We're self-abandoning in order to be liked and embraced and accepted by other people. And so when we can get radically honest, radically self-aware with like what's at the root there, that is so exciting to me because that's where the change is possible, right? That's where we get to step out of that loop that it's on repeat. Because if we're not self-aware, we can set all the New Year's resolutions, set all the intentions we want, but we're going to continue to perpetuate the same cycles because they're on autopilot in our subconscious and we don't even know it, right? And so those unconscious beliefs, those unconscious patterns that maybe our nervous system is driving from a place of trauma that we're stuck in a survival response, because for an old version of us, that worked. But for those of us who are ready to lovingly release those old parts of us that don't work anymore, that want to step into a new way of feeling more seen by others, by feeling more understood and embraced for who we are truly at our core, it starts with turning inward and doing that for ourselves, creating that safety within our nervous system to do those things. And here's the tricky part, you guys, is that at first it's going to literally feel dangerous to our bodies because our nervous system will choose a familiar hell over an unfamiliar heaven every single day. And so it doesn't make sense with our logical mind, but our bodies, we're having these physical reactions, right, in our bodies to do things in a new way that may actually be healthy, that would be the path towards creating more authentic relationships, connections, aligned businesses, more open, heart-centered relationships with our family. But our nervous systems are like, no, that's not safe. This way, this is the path that we've gone down over and over and over again. So that is safe. So in order to sort of bypass that feeling of literally like that threat response, like I'm going to die if I choose this other choice, we have to start by befriending our nervous system. So what does that mean? It means getting to know our bodies and the sensations that are going on within us with a lens of curiosity, a lens of patience, a lens of compassion. It's really like flipping, and this is so much what to me just reparenting ourselves is in a nutshell, is like shifting the narrative, shifting the voice that's on autopilot that we've taken on based on traumas that happened when we were little, based on things, parents, teachers, you know, maybe well-intentioned adults in our lives passed on to us and we adopted it as our own. It's actually taking that moment to reflect on what is real and true for you. You know, is it true? Is it true that I'm not capable? Is it true that I'm not smart? Is it true that I'm a bad mom if I'm disorganized or I forget something because my working memory is a challenge for me, or that I'm late because time management is a struggle? You know, do those things mean the things we're making them mean about us? You know, because Gabor Mate says, you know, trauma is not the event that happened. It's what we make that event or that circumstance or that experience mean about ourselves. You know, so if we're a kid in school and the teacher called on us and every time we were daydreaming, we didn't know the answer, it's not that event that is the trauma. It is the story we created about us that becomes the traumatic experience. Oh, I must not be as smart as everyone else. Something is wrong with me. I'm different. I don't fit in. That means that I must be bad or not as capable, or, you know, all the things that we make these things mean about us. Or maybe it's that like you're highly sensitive, you have big emotions as a kid and your parents didn't have the capacity to hold those emotions because they didn't have the capacity to hold them for themselves. So they weren't then capable of holding them for you. But what we made those things mean about us as a kid, right? Oh, being sensitive means I'm weak. You know, I'm too much. I'm dramatic. I overreact. What is wrong with me? All these negative thoughts that we create inside of ourselves is the trauma. And so the cool thing about this is that means we're in charge of shifting that narrative, which means we're in charge of shifting how we feel, which means we're in charge of showing our bodies and our nervous systems that it's safe to think a better thought, to take a more aligned, healthy action, to let ourselves be seen authentically in the world. And I truly believe that 2025 is this year where more and more people are going to be stepping into their power, into their authenticity, into understanding that we aren't all designed to be here operating in the exact same way, that there isn't this one right, good way to be or do in the world, that we're actually here for a reason with our own unique spin, right? Our own unique perspective, our own unique gift that I believe source, God, creator, universe, whoever, whatever you want to call it, put it in us for a reason. Because that's what we're here to contribute, because we're that piece of the puzzle that makes everything flow, you know? But when we're stuck in this box of like, this is the right way to do it, starting from when we were kids in the classroom, and then you don't fit in the box, and then you feel like, you know, then it's like all the messages start, that whole narrative. But when we can come back to like, okay, none of that's actually real. All of that is like a man-made construct based on systems that were aimed to control. And that's not actually true. So what if I actually gave myself the freedom to get curious about what is my piece of the puzzle? What am I really good at? And if you don't know, think about the things that you really enjoy doing, the things that light you up, the things that come naturally to you that maybe you might think are like, oh, silly, that's not a big deal that I'm really good at gardening, or I'm really good at cooking, or, you know, I'm really organized, or I'm really sensitive and empathetic and a really good listener. Those are things that, those are gifts not everyone has. And we can take for granted when it's our thing, but the more we can like just lean in a little more, a little more, a little more into that thing that we are good at, into that thing we like to do, into that thing other people come to us for, the more we can start creating worlds around and lives and even businesses around our gifts and what we love. And so for me, back to this like whole new year, new me, new year's resolution, it's so much like that is so fleeting, right? And oftentimes we say, oh, I'm going to lose 5 pounds in January, whatever. I'm going to work out every day. And then we do it for a week and we drop off and then we beat ourselves up about it. And it's like, how about we embrace this new way of slowly entering into this new year with more compassion, more grace, more gentleness for ourselves, more curiosity about the things we actually want to be doing in our lives, and then befriending our nervous system and finding ways in little tiny baby steps to feel safe in showing people these sides of ourselves, into doing more of the things that we love, into saying no to the things that we know in our gut are not for us. Because when we say no to something that's not for us, we open up space to allow the things that are for us to find us. And so that is my hope for myself, for all of you in this new year, is like, how can we embrace being more of who we truly are and support each other in our differences, you know, and be more open-minded to the different perspectives and experiences and more loving towards ourselves, because when we're more loving towards ourselves, then we have a greater capacity to be more loving towards other people. So let me know. I'm curious if any of this lands with you guys. If you want to get started and baby step yourself into where am I even at in my nervous system? Because to be honest, it took me several years to really understand the nervous system, because first of all, there's so many different terms that I'd be like, wait, which state is what? So it took me a while, but I feel like I finally got it. And I want to make it really attainable and just an easy lift for you guys to dip your toe in the water. So I created this quiz that is going to meet you where you're at in your body, in your experience in that moment. So it's something you can take multiple times, because we go in and out of the different states of the nervous system multiple times a day. So you know, you might feel totally different in the morning than you feel in the afternoon. And so it's just a bite-sized version into what it feels like to tune into yourself, what it feels like to give your body what it needs at the moment it needs it. Because when we can do that, we then open ourselves up to thinking and feeling and behaving in these more aligned ways. You know, when we're stuck in the grind of survival mode, you know, our thinking brains are not on, right? We're in that survival brain mode. And so just like kids in the classroom who have anxiety and stress cannot access their prefrontal cortex to do the things required in school, us as adults are the same way. You know, if we're on that autopilot or we're in that survival state in our nervous system, we aren't going to be able to tune into our true selves. It requires this self-care of quieting our minds and getting into our bodies to start leaning into this new direction so we can start showing it more authentically, so it can start to feel a bit more safe to be seen for who we really are. Let me know if this lands with you. If you'd like to join us over in our community or take the quiz to start learning more about where you're at in your nervous system and diving into tools to help yourself feel more grounded and connected to yourself, I'll drop the link below in the show notes. Essentially, what you're going to find over in the community is a place to start better understanding what's going on in your nervous system, what you're experiencing, and how to meet your body in the state that you're in a way that's going to help you start to self-regulate and move up that nervous system ladder into states of feeling more connected, safe, grounded, and self-aware, so that you can really start tuning into your true needs, into your most aligned, authentic version of you, so that you can then show up for the people in your life and your kids in a way that you feel really, really good about. So also in the space, it'll be a place where I will be showing up with private shares, walking you through the things that just can come up as neurodivergent women in our lives and the emotional terrain that we have to navigate, and just cheering you on, walking alongside of you, and providing guidance and support. So if this lands with you, if this feels like something that you would benefit from, I would love to connect with you over in that space. Again, the link will be below. You can check it out. But yeah, I am here cheering you on either way and wishing you the best start to this new year, not with a new you, but more of the real you. Until next time, talk soon. Thank you so much for joining me. If you like this podcast, please be sure to rate, subscribe, and share it with a friend who might need it. And if you're curious to discover where you're at in your nervous system right now and would like tools to support yourself in whatever state you're in so you can create more safety in your body, to feel more grounded and connected with yourself and others, I've created a free quiz that allows you to discover your current state right now and receive a practice with your results for immediate support. Check out the show notes to grab it. I cannot wait to chat with you next time.